You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Christian Benteke to score and Crystal Palace to win was 9-4, enhanced to 3-1, and Wilfred Bonny to score and Stoke to win was 11-2, now 13-2. Evenly matched sides, these two, Tom, on paper, but in recent history, Crystal Palace have had the better of it. They're 6 unbeaten against Stoke and have won 5 of those. And Stoke's start to the season has been pretty abysmal. They went through the early season stats on Monday Night Football on Sky Sports, and Stoke were bottom in just about every single metric. And unsurprisingly, their 1 point after 4 games is their lowest total in Premier League history. Do you think there'll be panic in the Stoke ranks already, or will they expect to come good at some point?
I think it's the manner of the goals that they're conceding, Dave, that's going to cause them panic. I mean, I look at teams at the start of the season, I think I don't mind necessarily if they're not winning matches, but, you know, if they look tight, if they're staying in matches, but I just don't see that from Stoke. And it's the manner of the collapse, it's the goals that they've conceded. 10 goals in the opening 4 games is pretty alarming. And, you know, one of Stoke's big qualities, you know, over the last 5, 6, 7 seasons has been defensively tough to beat. And then what Mark Hughes did was take them to a different level in terms of those attacking players. Now, we talked about Stoke, you know, before the season started, and I said they are not the team, or they do not have a set of players going forward that I would want during tough times. When things are going all right and they're on a run, brilliant. Bojan looks fantastic, on Arnautović. But now they're on a bit of a losing streak. You know, now the pressure is on the attacking players to score the goals. And I think maybe too much pressure for those shoulders to take. And I think this fixture is more about Stoke than Crystal Palace. I think it's whether Stoke can dig themselves out of it, but it's the manner of the defeat. It's not just that they're losing games, it's the manner of the defeat. And we know Palace aren't brilliant, but a confidence they'll have gained from you know, the last couple of matches. Even the draw against Bournemouth, you know, they played all right in the second half despite being outplayed in the first half. And the victory at Middlesbrough, all right, you know, it's at Middlesbrough, it's probably a game they would expect to win. But there were better signs for Palace. So I think they come into this one in loads of confidence and Stoke don't. So I can't see Stoke turning it around here. 19-20 is probably a little bit short to be back in a Palace side who've had a really bad 2016. But Christian Benteke is a player who, if he's provided the ammunition, he is going to score goals. I mean, I know, you know, the cross last week from Zaha was brilliant, but he's not going to miss those chances. And I think maybe they have a strike in our Palace that they can trust and believe in. So I don't mind the enhanced odds offered out, you know, of a Benteke goal and a Palace win at 3-1. I do think Palace win the game. But again, if Stoke turn up, and if Palace play as they have done at home generally over a long period of time, it could be a tight match. I don't actually mind in this one. It's a market I've been playing a bit this season, Davis. They both score no draw market at 2-1. But I'm going to go with a Benteke goal and a Palace win at 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. That's part of the enhanced odds offer. You'll be going for Stoke here, won't you, Derek?
Yeah, I'll be good. In fact, I can't wait for this bulletin to finish. I'll be on them, and then I'll be on them again all day tomorrow and then all day Saturday. I can't believe the price. You look at Stoke and you wonder how they're bottom of the league. You look at Palace and you wonder how they're not. I mean, I can't have Palace. I mean, okay, there's a green shoot of recovery perhaps in that result last week, but look at their form over. You can't just get worked up over one game. You've got to look at it over, you know, a number of games, and they've been useless for months or almost a year. I'm not saying they were a one-man team last season, but they were caught in the Far East. They were called Crystal Balassi. That's how, you know, and he's gone now. I just don't see how they can possibly be odds on in this game. I think it's a shocking price. I've always said there's two occasions when Palace should be opposed, when they're at home and when they're away. And I'm on Stoke here. I just think under this manager, Pardew, he's not the right manager for Palace. I don't think he is. I mean, I backed him in the cup final last season against United, and I thought, you know, for a long, because they only targeted the FA Cup from a long way out last term, and for a long time, yeah, it looked like he'd won that game. But I don't know, maybe they're still suffering a bit of a hangover from that too. I'm not getting worked up by last week's results. I thought they rode their luck. I know Stoke are going to get better because they did last season. You remember they started this season, last season, poorly. Yeah. And still finished 8th. You know better things are going to come from Stoke. You don't know that about Palace. And Palace are odds on. Makes no sense to me. I'm on Stoke all day long.
The only difference between this year and last year, Derek, is the goals they're conceding. Tom made mention of it. They've conceded 10 in their opening 4 Premier League games of this season. They only conceded 10 in their opening 9 matches last season. So I think it's that feeling that defensively they are not producing.
That's the easiest thing of all to fix that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah. It's when you're not creating chances, you're not scoring goals. That's the hardest part to remedy. Mm. You can easily shut up shop in a defence. You can get me a mug to make manage a team that will, you know, that will close the gaps at the back. That's easy to do. Not worried about that.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.